مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة، Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 13th of Rajab, 1445. 13th of Rajab, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 25th of January, 2024. Our topic today is specifically on Miraj. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as an introduction, and as we know, we always have new listeners and new Muslims as listeners too. So from the Quran Sharif, can Mufti Saab explain to us the concept of Mi'raj?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. First and foremost, if you want to study Isra and Mi'raj, then we must know the background of it as well. So what is the background? The background is this: Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place in Makkah Mukarramah. Then at the age of 25, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was 40 years old. And remember, she was the only wife at that time, no other wife. And the marriage continued and subsisted for more than 25 years. And this marriage, mashallah, there were 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulthum, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhunna, and then Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir also. So that is, those are the 6 children. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad. And remember that even the uncle of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, the Pasa Brur, her father's brother, and that is Abu Talib, the Chacha, the Kaka, passed away. According to Quran and Sunnah, he was not a Muslim, but he defended Nabi alayhi salam for 42 years approximately. From the age Mubarak of 8 right up to 50, we find that he was defending Nabi alayhi salam from the Quraysh and so forth and the enemies. Allah Jalla wala revealed the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That verily Almighty Allah says, you cannot give guidance to who you love, but Allah will guide whomsoever He wishes. So Abu Lahab also an uncle, Abu Talib also an uncle, Abu Jahal not an uncle but a family member. So they were the Banu Hashim, and he belonged to the Banu Makhzum tribe. So they all were families and all dispatched to Jahannam, Abu Lahab and Abu Talib, Abu Jahal, all of them. And Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif that he is in Jahannam, that is Abu Talib and so forth. So now we know that that year when Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 50, 51 years old in between, that year is known as Amul Husn, the year of sadness and grief. Allah Jalla Wala, whose knowledge is ma kan wa ma yakun, all embracing, all encompassing, nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are grieving so much. Come, I take you for a ziyarat, for a miraculous nocturnal journey. No personality before you ever went for such a journey, and no person after you will ever go for such a miraculous nocturnal journey. So this is how Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his manaqib and virtues, Allah to addu wa la tuhsa, you can't count, is beyond, you must remember, our perception, comprehension. But he sahibul qiblatain, he faced both qiblas, Masjidul Aqsa and Masjidul Haram, Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. He is sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. So now the beginning of the journey, it starts in Makkah Mukarramah and it stops there, the Isra at Masjidul Aqsa. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran in the beginning of the 15th Supara, 15th Juz, 15th part of the Noble Quran, chapter 17, verse 1. Allah Jalla wa Ala commands Nabi Musa alayhi salam that these people, the Pharaoh and his party, they're having a big party, a big jol, and night time you must go there and you liberate and emancipate the Israelites. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. You must travel with my servants at night and you will be pursued. Meaning when they become sober, then they will pursue you. So from there also we understood أَسْرِ. أَسْرِ إِسْرَى means to travel. السَّيْرُ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Now go to chapter 17 verse 1. Go to the beginning of the 15 Jews and see Allah speaks about the Isra. Right in the beginning, I just give you a quick translation and explanation, brief explanation. Subhanalladhi, Subhana is used, ala sabili ta'ajjub. When something extraordinary, something amazing, astonishing takes place, so that is there, Subhanalladhi. Everlasting glory, perfection, only for him, Almighty Allah, Asra. بِعَبَدِهِ, who took his servant, what his jasad athar, what his jasad unsuri, what his body mubarak, and in the state of awakeness, from Makkah Mukarramah to Majrul Aqsa, and how, through the medium of the Buraq, Buraq Barkh, speed of lightning. So, Asra bi'abdihi, Laylan. So, Laylan, a juz'um min al-layl. A small portion of the night. Like we say, we went in the Concorde, we went in this plane. When I traveled once from New Zealand to Dubai, non-stop. So, I asked that guy there on the counter, how many hours it is? He said 16 hours, 16 and a half hours. So I said, is this the longest flight? He said, yes. At the moment, this is the longest flight in the world. But after that, that Singapore airline or somebody came and they had flight 17, 18 hours. So imagine you're in the plane non-stop 16 hours. You understood? So you must imagine. They should have two teams for the stewards and the hostess and whatever you call them, the crew. You understand? 8 hours, 8 hours like that. So the point I'm making here is this. So the Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, miraculously Allah Jalla Ala takes him, the master alayhi salam. That now you are so sad, we want to elevate your rank. We want you to look at and understand. We have a special message mission for you. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. From Masjid al-Haram, right up to Masjid al-Aqsa. Haram, yeah, does not mean unlawful, illegal. It means holy and sacred. Today, if people keep their son's name Haram, our people are so simple, they'll start laughing. You must remember, they'll say it's a halal child or haram child, because of the ignorance of people. So you must remember that in Bukhari Sharif, the hadith is mentioned of Sayyidina Haram radiallahu anh. The arrow, tir, ar, par ho gaya. The arrow went in one side and came out the other side, you see. And then he raised his hand, how we raise our hands in dua and supplication. And the blood was oozing out, gushing out. Once it was filled, he smeared his face with that blood of his. And his last words before he meets Almighty Allah, Hazrat Haram radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Haram radiallahu anhu wa arda, Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'aba. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. I'm successful, and I take qasam of the owner, possessor of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. So that is haram. So many things are not permissible there. So, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. And now, from there to Masjid al-Aqsa. Aqsa means far, far away. So when you study the geography, the location of it is on the western side. And in those days, you must remember, walking and so forth, it would take you 40 days to walk from point 1 to point 2, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Nowadays, by plane, obviously, a few hours and so forth and so on. So it shows therefore Aqsa. In Surah Yasin, we read the story of Habib Najjar, rahimahullah. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ The person came from the corner of the town, the corner of the city. قَالْ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِئُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ Follow the prophets and the messengers. See, so we learn the word Aqsa, what it means in this text and context. Then Allah says, مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the royal pronoun, and that is Barakna. We place Baraka. So Baraka, we told you yesterday or the other day what it means, Al-Ashya'ul Qaleela Wal-Manafi'ul Kathira. So that is, the place is small if you look at it, and not so big and all, but the Baraka blessing continuing till today. So in the precincts of it and surroundings of it, how? It is the mawlid, it is the maskan, it is the madfan of Anbiya alayhi salam. The greatest people and group of people, some of them, their milad mubarak took place there. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's milad mubarak miraculously in Baytul Lahmin. They stayed there, Jesus stayed there, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Then you see Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, all of them, they were there. And then it is the madfan. You see, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, used to make dua, Ya Allah, let me pass away there, and be Ramya Hajarin, a stone's throw away from Aqsa al-Mubarak. So that is beside the barakah we see, barakna hawlahu, in the fruit, in the food, in the people, their jihad. See now, you must remember Hamas, 110 days yesterday, 700 days there, Russia, Ukraine. But who is giving who a hiding? And they got the whole world supporting Israel. Today they're saying criminal number one in the world is Bibi Netanyahu, the harami. Muslims, non-Muslims are marching, protesting in their thousands. They are a cursed nation, remember that. Tomorrow, inshallah, the ICJ, exactly Jummah time, 1 o'clock South African time, remember, will pass the verdict. And inshallah, with the help, mercy, grace, benevolence of Almighty Allah, the verdict will come in South Africa's favor. And our Muslim minister, Minister Pandor, is left today. She's going there to The Hague. So, inshallah, we should be happy about that. A Muslim took this up. You must remember this type of thing. We're not discussing whether it's permissible, all that. We're discussing this issue. She took on, you must remember, the might of America and Britain and France and Europe and so. Today, more than 200 congressmen are furious. How the hell can South Africa say that Israel is guilty of genocide and so forth and so on? So that is what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Allah gives honor to whoever He wishes. Allah disgraces whosoever He wishes. Now you should understand the problem. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ This is, I complain to Allah. The ummah itself, 80%, 90% jahil, ignorant, don't even know whether they're coming or going. Even majority of ulama don't understand what's going on. Don't understand. So, with Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, last night, that I gave a talk to the Darulum students there, the final year students. So I spoke about Sahayuniya, Zionism, and Ahlut Tashayyu, Shiaism, and spoke about Hamas and so forth. You could see the expression on their face, three-quarters of the things they didn't know. You must remember half the things they didn't know. So, مَلَّمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَوَجَاهِلٌ If you don't know what's happening in your time, in your age, then actually you're a jahil. That is the fuqaha, the jurists have mentioned. So we must be abreast with what is happening, and we should know what is happening in the light of Quran and Sunnah, and what is our history, what is our geography, what is our legacy, what is our contribution, all that we should know. So barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. So now just 2-3 things I give you. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst traveling in the state of awakeness, what is jasad-e-athar, what is Mubarak body, and seeing saw Nabi Musa alayhi salam reading salat whilst the master alayhi salam is traveling. So you must remember the milad of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Baytul Lahmin, Bayt Bethlehem. When they reach Al-Aqsa Mubarak, if you're facing Qibla, at Aqsa, so remember on the right-hand side, that is called Jidarul Buraq. But today, and from 1967 onwards, so just count how many years, 33 there, and then another 24. So how many years is that? That is 57 years, correct?
Chief.
So 57 years, you must remember that occupation going on by the Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists and murderers. So you must remember that they have annexed that wall and the Jidarul Buraq, and they call it Al-Ha'itul Mabki. They call it the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, and they say that is their Qibla. With Allah's help, I went right down and to go see what they do. So they shake like that, you'll understand. You'll think there's a cricket in their posterior, you understand. And they got a small barrier there, men one side, women one side. So you must remember that. All that is part of Aqsa al-Mubarak. And then, بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ وَسَمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So that is Isra. Now, what is the challenge? The settlers, the Mustawtineen say no. That they want to abolish, demolish Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, even Qubbatu Sakhra, the dome of the rock, you must remember. And they want to replace it with a temple mount, with Haikale Suleimani, and so forth and so on. So it shows, you must remember that how naive we are Muslims. But Hamas have said, Palestinians have said, we will never allow that. Biddam biruh nafdika ya Aqsa. Our blood, our life will go, but Aqsa must not fall. Allah will accept their qurbani, and you can see it being accepted. They're taking on the Jutlas with all the support of the Western Kuffar government, all their human rights, all their talks of peace, all their talks of democracy, all them, all white hegemony, all thrown out of the window. Yesterday they murdered people in the United Nations Training Center. Minimum were 9 and minimum were 75 were injured. The whole world condemned Israel for this atrocity, war crime and genocide and so forth. So even America had to release a statement and said it was deplorable. So we can see how Allah has cursed this nation and will continue punish them. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Now what happens at Aqsa al-Mubarak? From Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, right till the last baby to be born, the only place at one time, at one place, all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers assemble. Why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala let that happen? It was a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah and the special Misaq and the special Ahad which Almighty Allah took from the prophets and messengers. And remember, Quran Sharif has enshrined it and spoken about it. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Remember when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala took that covenant and pledge from the prophets and messengers. Go and open chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse 81. And they all agreed. We believe in the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will assist him and speak about him. We will tell our nations and generations that the final messenger is coming. Almighty Allah says, you every messenger and prophet, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You must believe in him. You must assist him. So then the shock comes, Ya Allah, he's such a mighty messenger. He is Habibullah, is Khatamun Nabiyyin, is Rahmatul Alameen. We also got shock and desire to meet him. Allah Jalla Wala lets this incident happen and occur right there at Majrul Aqsa. 36 acres, remember that. So that is where the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam met the Master alayhi salam. Chapter 3, verse 81 becomes a reality. You see that? So this is in the world. So what distinction is that? So Majlul Aqsa is Salisul Haramain Sharifain, the third most important place for us as Muslims. After Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara, Masjidun Nabawi is there. Is Ardul Isra wal Mi'raj. Isra, the first part of the journey. And then this incident takes place. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 2 rakat salat and they all followed to show Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He was, he is, he will always be the most beloved and the greatest and Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of all the prophets and messengers. Chapter 33 verse 40. You see, so the whole Quran and Sunnah, everything is coming now so clear and so forth. So that is happening. And then you must remember that then from there the Mi'raj took place. So if you go there today, so you will find where Qubbatu Sakhra is, that is the dome of the rock with the golden dome, Surah Yasin inscribed. From there, the ascension took place. Uruj, Suratul Ma'arij, chapter number 70. So that is Mi'raj. So from there, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, so you must remember. So the Master alayhi salatu salam went first sky, second sky, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, like that. There are three discussions. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud, Sheikh Al-Azhar, we met him in Karachi, we met him in Madinah Munawwara. He had a bigger beard than mine, white in color. And remember this to have tasbih. So he wrote a book which I have, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. He said, study this whole journey, miraculous nocturnal journey. There are three parts to it. Makkah to Aqsa. So that is Isra. Then from Aqsa to the seven heavens and that is called Mi'raj. Then the Mukalama and Muhadasa, the speaking to Almighty Allah, and fa'auha ila abdihi ma'auha. He said, when you Muslimah, you perform Salat, and you're making Qiyam, you're standing, that is symbolizing Isra, the first part. When you bow down in Ruku, that is symbolizing Mi'raj. And when you go into Sujood, into Sajda, so that is symbolizing the Mukalama Muhadasa, speaking, communicating with Allah. The Quran also speaks of that, and the Hadith also speak. What Surah Aqrat, Surah Alaq, Surah Iqra. Wasjud, and then if I read it, then it says that. So what happens, you must remember, that the more sajda you make, the more beloved, the nearer you come to Allah's mercy. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul biladi ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aqrabu ma yakunul abdu min rabbihi wa wasajidun. The nearest the slave servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla wa la is whilst he is in sisda. Fa aksiru fihi dua. So make abundant dua upon that posture. Hadith is sahih. Imam Muslim has mentioned it. So we must be clear. So great, great wisdom there is. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes up, you must remember, meets the Anbiya and so forth. Now the question arises, then what happened, you must remember, there? What were the gifts? What are the durus, the lessons we must take? In Islam, is not a history book or just give you a story and anecdotes. And no, we must take durus, we must take sabak, we must take ibra and lessons from this. So inshallah, we'll go for a break now. And then when we return, then we will discuss the Mi'raj. And if you want to know about that, you can even just open your Quran Sharif and see. If you want to study Isra, chapter 17, verse 1, the beginning of the 15 Supara and 15 Jews. And if you want to study Mi'raj, then open chapter 53, Surah Al-Najmi, verses 1 to 18, 1-8. So there, لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. So that is your Mi'raj. So both incidents, Allah Ta'ala refers to it in the Noble Quran. Chapter 17, verse 1. Isra and Mi'raj, chapter Surah 53, verses 1 to 18. And remember, go open Musnad Ahmad, go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, and that you will find he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would recite the Surah at night. Why Surah Bani Israel, Surah Isra? Some ulama call it Bani Israel, so called Isra. So be it as it may, why? It is min al itaq. Ain ta alif qaf. Ain te alif qaf. Itaq means the plural of atiq. It means it is from those surahs and chapters that were revealed in the initial stages there in Makkah Mukarramah. So it's one of the qudama, the qadim, wal yatto wafu bil baytil atiq. So the old ancient house. So this surah is also from that group of surahs that were revealed in the initial stages and phases. So we should know all this, and once in a while at least we should be reading the surah. If we can't read every night, then remember that once in a while, practice on the sunnah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was asked, oh Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, how come you remembered all these ahadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he said that every hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I practice on it at least once. So that is how you must remember, I remember it. You know in English what you say, practice makes perfect, you see. So that is how these giants you must remember. Therefore, just before the break, we will highly, highly recommend and encourage all those Muslims. You went to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah, you went for Ramadan to the Haramain Sharifain. So now Ramadan is coming, remember that, all holidays are coming. So we will highly encourage you, go to Aqsa, go and show the solidarity with the Palestinians. Take thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of rands and rupees and dollars, and that you go in a group. And mashallah, there are thousands and hundreds of thousands aramil and yatama, widows and mutallaqat and divorcees, and so many miskeen and ghura, all that fuqara, destitute. So you go with your own hands, your own money, your family's money, and you distribute it there yourself. So go put a smile on the faces of this yatama. When I used to go to the Darul Itam, as they call it there, so the orphanages, so you could see sometimes the sadness. Then I used to tell them in my talk in Nasiha, Kana khair al bashari yatima. The best of Allah's creation was also yatim. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. You see their faces glowing up and all that. So these are the people, they kept the flag of Islam. They brought the honor to Islam. Not these Saudis, haramis, murtads, allowing khamar and alcohol there. And there's Emiratis and all of them who say that the Muslims must pay the jutlas. You must remember compensation for Khaybar. These are all bunch of murtads, remember that. So we must speak of the mujahideen, we must speak of the shuhada, we must speak of our real people and so forth. Yesterday I just let Azad Mufti Sahib hear that him reading, you must remember Ismail Haniya, so reading the Quran Sharif in Salat, and when he came to that portion, Hum lil kufri yawma idhin aqrabu minhum lil iman. You can see his voice was breaking. And then when he read the portion, Bal ahyaun inda rabbihim yurzaqoon, farihina bima aataahumullah. I mean, with Allah's help, you hafiz, you know what impact the Quran makes when you read. So he was a wonderful recitation. His father was Sheikh Tariqa, Sheikh Sufiya. They used to go to the Zawiya, and he was a small young boy, and they used to make zikr bil jahar. They used to make loud, loud zikr in that. So from that time, his father, mother, and them had that piety, and it filtered down to him, and today he's running that operation. And then Yahya Sinwar, and then I told you 100 times, he was in the jail for 22 years, and now they're bombing the whole Gaza. There isn't a safe place at all. And they're looking for him. He's the, at least 110 days past, they still have not got hold of one senior person. They can show the Jutla cedars. So remember, that is what's frustrating them. Then they go bomb the masjids, and go bomb the madrasas, the schools, the universities, hospitals, and what, and innocent babies and children. So we told you 100 times and 1,000 times, this is a nation that Allah Ta'ala warned us that they are maghdubi alayhim. Allah's wrath, anger has descended upon them, and they are mal'uneen. They are a cursed nation. Remember that. Allah Ta'ala made them the only people enshrined in the Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala made their forefathers into swines, and into khinzir, and into monkeys, and so forth. Qirada, monkeys and apes, and khinzir, swines and pigs, and all that. So only for them. So there must be a reason. Murderers of prophets and messengers, murderers, baby killers. And you can see the whole world is seeing now who are the super terrorists, who are the super murderers, and why they are a nation that were kicked out from every country almost. You must remember, in the Western world, and that. So everything is becoming manifest. Inshallah, after the break, we will continue with the Mi'raj.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we return to this program where the interesting discussion of Mi'raj continues. Inshallah, we'll be discussing now the durus, the lessons of Mi'raj. It's 16 minutes to 12, and inshallah, we will be discussing now with Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, what are the lessons of Mi'raj?
Rahman Rahim. The lessons of Mi'raj are as follows. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from sky to sky, met the various Anbiya and Prophet alayhi salam, and the hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif in detail. Mur ummataka bil hijama. That the angel said, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your ummah to do cupping. So it's good to do cupping, and we should revive the sunnah, and on the 17th, 19th, 21st. So we see tonight, you see, just now the dua was playing, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin. Today is the 13th of Rajab, and tonight will be the 14th of Rajab in Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Palestine, Gaza, everywhere in the world. So look at the full moon, Laylatul Badr. Kudraka Karishma, remember that. Qamar, Qamar means increase and decrease, waxing and waning. So therefore, we should understand the beauty of Islam. And then we do that now on the 17th or 19th or 21st, mashallah. So you can do that. It's very good. We encourage that also, the cupping and so forth. Then remember, everybody knows about that he met Nabi Musa alayhi salam and said, tell your ummah that 50 salat, they tell Allah Ta'ala 50 salat your ummah will not able to read. So anyway, discount came down to 5 salat. Allah Ta'ala said, La yubaddalul qawlu ladayya. Our speech never changes. The ummah must read 5, but the reward will be of 50. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashram thaliha. So it is like we are reading 50 salat as far as the reward goes, you see. And thereafter, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam told, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your ummah that this land here is qi'an, is barren land. So subhanallah gharsun fil jannah, alhamdulillah gharsun fil jannah, Allahu Akbar gharsun fil jannah. Every time you praise, glorify Almighty Allah, 113 comes. So Allah Ta'ala blesses you with so many things, fi sidrim makhdood, wa talhim mandood, wa zillim mamdood, you see. Zillim mamdood will take place. You will be in Jannah going, and ila abadi sarmadan abada, forever and everywhere. The beauty of Jannah will be enhanced and increased and all. was that therefore Quran Sharif uses it only one place meaning for one action. One place don't mean one, number one. It means for one action, and that is zikr. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Remember Almighty Allah abundantly, O you male and female. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. You finish with Jummah Salat. Then, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ السَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Chapter number 62, verse number 10. So now you're going back to your shop, back to your job, back to your farm. So remember Allah profusely. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you will be successful. So you see, Allah Ta'ala connected kathira, abundantly, profusely with zikrullah. So that was the message of Sallim Ummataka. Give your Ummah salam. So we say, Wa alayka salam ya Rasulullah. Wa alayka salam ya Khalilullah. So remember, these are adab and etiquettes you must learn in all this thing. All of us should learn. And thereafter, you must remember the Mukalama Muhadasa. Mulla Ali Qari wrote in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat, that is a very nice story, but every nice story is not authentic, you know. So you must remember that. I used to deliver it in my lectures also, but then when we started making more research, so it's not authentic as far as the Muhaddisin goes. So it's best we don't say it. They say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mukalama and interaction with Allah Ta'ala, this discussion, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Salam to you, O Almighty Allah. All my bodily ibadat for you. Wa tayyibat, all my monetary ibadat for you. So three things. Allah replied three things. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Allah said, Salam be upon you. Allah's mercy envelope you. And Allah Ta'ala give you more and more barakah and blessing. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the ummah so much and said, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. So Jibreel alayhi salam was not right on top, but he could hear the mukalama. So he said from the bottom, like bottom meaning lower, and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasulullah. The story is very nice, and there's reference also, but remember, there's no hadith for that. So therefore, we can't say it is authentic. You can just say it is history, you understand? Then it's fine. But you can't say it's hadith, so we must be there. But remember that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given three gifts. The gift of salat. See, Mo Zaid, you got brother, you got sister like that. So you keep ties with them. What you call that? Silatul Rahim. So you are joining the family ties, right? So Salat, why is it called Salat? As-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Allah. No Salat, no connection with Allah. Therefore, person goes to Jahannam. Ma salakakum fi saqar, qalu lam nakum min al-musallin. First thing they will say, we never had Salat, you see. So a hadith Tirmidhi, awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu yawm al-qiyamah salat. One of the first things Allah will question us is regarding salat, namaz, prayer, call it whatever you want to. So the thing, the durus, the lesson to learn, everything became compulsory on the land and sand. Allah made five daily salat compulsory where? In the heavens and in the skies. To show us what? That it is so important, if you are meticulous, particular regarding your five daily salat, hadaran wa safara, whether you are at home or whether you are traveling, then the whole deen will come alive. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. So we say, but we're reading salat, but still we're continuing with the vices and the sins and all, because we're not reading and performing the salat as it ought to be read. Inna salat, verily the salat, beginning of 21, 21st Jews, tanha, it will prohibit you, anil fahsha, all obscenity, zina, fornication, gay business, pornography, and indecency, and all these things here. See, and today, every Muslim house, 90% got TV, and what things they're seeing. And their children, you must remember that. So we destroy their quality, their shame, their bashfulness, their haya and modesty. So Allah gave them that, we remove it ourselves. By showing them all this, we bring it and that, and we think it's progress. Child cry, give him cell phone. So who is spoiling the child? Well, munkar, all forms of injustice and haram things. So that is Allah showing us. Therefore, remember that on day of Qiyamah, Salat. I told you just now. Second given, you must remember the ending of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah is what? Atwalu suratin fil Quran. So it is the longest surah in the noble Quran, comprising 286 verses. Go read verse 285, 286 from Aman al-Rasul. And go read till the ending, Fansurna al-Qawm al-Kafirin. Hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, you, Allimu nisa'akum, Allimu awladakum. This surah, this last two verses, you yourself should by heart it. And you should be teaching it to your women folk, your wives, your daughters, your sisters, your children, grandchildren. You should be teaching it to your children and so forth. Go open Mustadrak Hakim, the hadith is there. And then go read the ending of Surah Baqarah. So beautiful. What do we say regarding time? We say past, we say present, we say future. So regarding the past, wa'afu anna, O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, forgive us. You see, we all are sinners, we are sane and mature. Then regarding the present, waghfir lana, O Almighty Allah, make ghafar, that you are ghafar, make satari, cover and conceal. See, if you study Arabic, the helmet, what is called? Mighfar, that the ala, the instrument to cover. You come out from the toilet after you have relieved yourself. What you say? Ghufranaka. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. If you translate it, forgive me, your forgiveness. But you never committed a sin or something wrong. So there the translation will mean Ghufranaka sitruka ya Rab. Cover and conceal. I expose my privates, Ya Allah. That never let it happen that I expose it there in the haram places or other places. So imagine in public we get humiliated, everything is shown to you. See the beauty of Islam. You see? So wa'afu anna, forgiveness. And then waghfir lana, the hal, the present, the current. Make satari, Ya Rab. You see? Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. And regarding the future, warhamna, envelope us in your mercy. Then anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Then eight other words. Now we know all the problems in Gaza, Palestine. Fansurna ala alqawm alyahudi zalimin. Fansurna ala almuhtallin alghasibin. Fansurna ala almalunin alyahudi almalunin ya rabb alalamin. So all these words you can add, mashallah. So we must remember that. What a beautiful message. And then remember the third gift, that man mata, the person died, he never committed kufr and shirk, that polytheism and kufr and blasphemy, then bashirhu bil jannah, give them glad tidings of jannat al firdaus. So these three gifts were given. What special gifts, you must remember. So then Nabi alayhi salam comes back, and then that it is told to Siddiq, Abu Jahl and them were still around. They said, Ya Abu Bakr, now you can't believe. He said, the master said so, I believe. So then Nabi alayhi salam said, Abu Bakr met. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, I went for this miraculous nocturnal journey, and same time, without reservation, he believed in it. Fasammahu Siddiqa. He became Siddiq. Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha. That she cried to Allah, Ya Allah, you make me bara'ah. Prove my innocence to the world. Then Allah revealed 16 verses. Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. Ulaika mubarra'una mimma yaqulun. Father became Siddiq and she became Siddiqa. So ma hiya, Usayd bin Huzayr used to say, that your daughter loses necklace, And then the ayat of Tayammum gets revealed. Your daughter loses necklace, Surah Nur gets revealed. If we do things upside down, things will happen. But you are so special, Ya Aba Bakreen. You are so special, Ya Ala Abi Bakreen. Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum, Ya Ala Abi Bakr. See, open Sunan Nasa'i, you will find it there. So Allah loved them so much, you must remember that. Allah elevated them so much. So all this happened, you must remember that. So this is to show we must love Sahaba, we must defend Sahaba, we must propagate their lifestyle and all that. So how Allah elevated them. So many other lessons there are, but these are the main ones. And remember the date, nobody knows. But it is famous, it is 27th Rajab. And remember that to link it up with 27th Rajab, Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah, 1099, the Crusaders, and the Salbiyin, they occupied Jerusalem, Palestine. 1187, Allah selected him. All these places that are bordering Gaza. So you must remember your Hittin and Asqalan and all these places, you must remember that, not far. So between Gaza and Jerusalem is Al-Quds. So you will see it there, Akka and all that, you understand? So he liberated that, and on Friday, 27th Rajab, the year 1187, 88 years, no Jummah Salat, no Salat going on in Aqsa. Then after 88 years, 27th Rajab, he delivered the memorable khutbah after 87 years. And how did he start the khutbah? Salahuddin, Saladin the Just, فَقُطْعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. The shreds of the zalims, they are relics and remnants, have been cut to pieces and shreds. You see, Allah gave them 88 years. Allah gave the jutlas, the haramis, 75 years. Now their time for zawal has come. Very soon the jutlas will be kicked out. You must remember that. They're already picking up and going, the haramis. So you must remember that. So that is Allah's system. So it will come back to the Muslims and it will go back to its path. In the future, it will go back to its former glory. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ will take place. So that is our message to the world, inshallah al-Aziz. 12 o'clock, the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter, remember, Worldview with Al-Amin Templeton, then 1 o'clock, Zohar Azan, then 1 to 1.30, Surah Al-Imran, verses 117 to 118. 1.30 to 2, the Tafsir of Surah Naml, verses 12 to 16. 2 to 3, current affairs of Brother Yusuf Ali, he's discussing Pakistan and the news. 3 to 3.50 or 3.55 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Maw Salim Kareem. Very interesting, Alhamdulillah. Thereafter, my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, Maw Salim Kareem in Ladysmith, NKR. They say the NKR, no kitab reading. You understand? So you must remember that. So that Natal Kiprafir, actually. But some people, they make that. And NN, so Hafiz Kala is there in NN, Natal Newcastle, you must remember. And 4 to 5 is Jannat Mein Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Ke Saath, meaning that we will see and meet Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Sheikh Salim Dorat. So you must remember that. And then 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of the Tafsir. 7.30 to 8, Mawlana Dawood Siddat. Yes, 8 to 9, Mawlana Musa Lahir. InshaAllah, InshaAllah, Al-Aziz, tell your children, InshaAllah, the phones will be working today, InshaAllah, InshaAllah. So little shining stars with Mawlana Musa Lahir, wonderful, InshaAllah. Then 9 to 10, Mawlana Salim Kareem, the wonderful advices. So wonderful, InshaAllah. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. Make dua for tomorrow's verdict as well. Ameen. Over to the news, Brother Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to our listeners. We head on for the news now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.